Yeah, yeah.
What did the law give again?
That is what they wanted to eliminate. They wanted to introduce in the Kiddushin at night that if something happened with it.
They should, he appealed to give a girl.
Yeah, then he is giving now the right to the their business. The money, it's no good because, as I said before, it goes into Nisuyim. The Gemara says ain't not the Nisuyim. The wise ain't not the Nisuyim is also. The thing is, if the swim is also fit now, then it would be the days of night. The only thing is that automatically the swim is already such a dedication, a love for the other partner, that you're in the bottle, although you do it without night, you know. But if you do the swim with that stipulation also, then it would be all right. So, on the other hand, you water it down to such a point that the whole wedding is the whole marriage. You're already on the time of getting married. And when a couple gets married, they intend to get married and stay married. So already you talk about a divorce. I mean, psychologically, it's not valid. Psychologically. Maybe logically, the first one who came out with it was, that his name, it was in Boston. A conservative rather, he was the lumpen among them. And what he did, it wasn't originally really his original plan. That plan had been conceived by French rabbis back in 1914, 15, when the war broke out. A shell of many agunis. So they thought of this idea. And the cloud in France is very modern. So, in those days, it was already there. So they planted and they approached the Berlin of that day. The Cambridge and others, you know, the same. They did not go along.
What?
They did not go along with that stipulation to make Kiddushin of Nai. And so, if you make a dish of now, then you don't need to get all together. See? You don't need all together. Then you really undermine the basis of married life. You water it down to such a point that there's no kedusha. Kedusha is Am Yisrael and Am Yisrael. So they were very much against it. And it was forgotten.
Yes.
In 1935, I remember I was a student at the time. This rabbi, the middle rabbi, revived it. He didn't say where he took it from. He went to that cook. The cook was still alive at that time. And he got his estomach. So he came back to this country. And they came out with a takon, traditional now. Yeah, go to sort of run him and he just said, react his wife. I remember I saw a Kuntz, Ain't Night in the Sea, and well, that was the idea, and they got the finest enough cook, so he retracted his stomach, and after was brought up.
Even though he had a Kuntz in
it. At that time, he was all right, Yeah, that was on Allah. As I said, then it turned out that it was already planned and it was rejected by the Rabbonim. And the conservatives kept on. Now they came out lately, 2-3 years ago. You don't need to get off together. Call them Kal Shaddai, the Rabbonim and Kal Shaddai, the Rabbonim. And if they whether they can't get a job, the job goes out of there. We consider you the Kiddush Rabbah.
It's saying that the Aedis is no Aedis.
All right, see that. Is that where we start? Alright, the Gita of Meyaksha. It is the play where we stop. Okay.
We did the Rama?
Yeah. Rama we did. Well, I read the Gita of Mehayoyim. im Atem Echoyle Zeh, ve Nofal Olof Bayes, ein Ischoch ein Ochosch, ein Trof ein Ari, da kann Jöitze Bezeh, any accident, he died by accident. So as a result, he made, so he didn't die in Echoyle Zeh. He stipulated after Echoyle Zeh, he died from another cause. Is ain't a gift. The more I have a discussion, the more I come to the conclusion that it's not a gift. Avol emona im loyamit mechoyle zeh. V'nofel ala baishan ishocha noch shayt rof ari. Is a reizis sofik mugaresh. Not vada mugaresh. But is that the shayle is im loyamit, it's called a Yerushalmi. According to Yerushalmi, it's poshim. Even if he died by accident. But the fact is that he didn't get up, he didn't get well. Him la yamit mechoyle zeh. That fact,
he didn't fulfill the positive.
That fact, I mean, it remains that he didn't ever get back to his health. So, however, this is Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi, it's not Sofet Mugaresh, but Vada Mugaresh. According to the Bavli, it's Sofet Mugaresh. Why? Because...
He didn't get up.
And then the river, you know, he came back and he couldn't go into the city because of the seven
Shchiyah.
Yeah, so it makes that distinction there, seven. Shchiyah, if it's low Shchiyah, if it's very Shchiyah, like a river, they claim, is Einon is Begiyah?
No.
The Tanya from Einon is not valid. Because he should have stipulated when he gave the gift, if I don't come back, provided there's no oinis. I can't come back. I want to come back, but I can't. And, but this, Terof Ari, this is Oinis Goleshkiya. Oinis Goleshkiya, that is not considered, is not the condition. See, the condition is not valid. Because that he would, if not for that. So,
What's the Barak guy was saying?
So in that case, but the Gemara has a shy. Therefore, the Gemara says, in other words, in the first case, if he said away the gitech, in that case, it's an oneness here. So oneness here didn't have to stipulate, and therefore. It's not the condition is by far.
So it should be a gift, but they don't get.
No. On the contrary, I mean the condition is fulfilled. That's what I meant.
Wait,
what's
it fulfilled? It says over here, in Masi, in Koyli Zeh. That means he has to die from this Koyli, and he got killed a different way. He didn't get killed from the Koyli.
Yeah. So why didn't he die the Koyli Zeh? Because of Leshchia.
Is whether or not he died from the choli, because he didn't recover from it. The second says im lo yamo mecholi zeh. Lo yamo mecholi zeh means that he's supposed to get well. Here he says amazing mecholi zeh.
Well, I want to let's see the Shmuel has the cotton test. That's not the Shmuel gives shot.
The Baruch Gola has on the second part there the mem.
Yeah. Mem.
The fourth line.
יהיה יהיה סבר ריסי יתם מרשול חמיתם הכל הרי אין לנו ובאר זה אין לנו תרבד ריסי אחד לא יום הכל הרי אין זה גט ופירש רבנו אין לנו שיהיה גט גומור ותרחת חוסף סופק מזרשת. He's talking about the latter part of the bell, the second part.
Then the
question
here is whether he died from this illness
or not. Now he says that I'm afraid to share about the chapter. The first chart, he says, Ligiv is a person. It's a cotton test. The Rambam, the Razel, the Ram, Dafke, Meis Mechoy Lezeh, have a gift. Have a Meis Mechoy Lezeh, the Lav Mechoy Lezeh, have a gift, the Meis Toichoy Lezeh, Lav Gevin. Atili Sibir Shkiyah. Yeah, has nothing to do with Shkech Lodshe. B'kol Mokam, Lam Mechel Zemes. That's the Dizra Shem. Rashi V'ro, Shri Agegi Rashi. In Sibir Shkiyah, in Sibir Shkiyah, he is Mugaresh Rav, because I say, Eino Niz Begit. Aval Sibir de Loi Shkiyah, Eino Mugaresh. Eino Mugaresh. And then it goes into the Homer Zohola Pashut. All right. So this is what I told.
But this halacha here is not going according to the Rashi. This halacha is going according to the other Rishonim.
This is a braise. I mean, the Gemara has this shayla. The Gemara has a braise.
This is a braise.
Only thing, this is closed in Yerushalmi. If the Malay Yamet Machal is there, even if it dies from another cause, the fact is that Malay Yamet
Machal never got up. That's the Sabbath Mugaresh. That's the speech of the Sabbath.
According to Yerushalmi, she's definitely Mugaresh. According to the Babli, it's Sabbath Mugaresh. Arei Zagita. Miyasha. All right. We'll see when it comes back. Let's see, Zion. Reza Gitrach May Aksha, Emati Mechoy Lezeh, the Omar, the Holo Bashu, the Holo Omeis. He didn't die. In other words, he got better. He got, and he started to walk outside. But then he took sick. He didn't wait until he was fully recovered. And then he died. So we have to estimate. In other words, because he was doing a rush, and he should have rested, and he didn't. And really, the original illness is the one that caused his death. And he's a get, he's setting a matmachoyle. I feel no hollow below me, Shem. Because it's more than a whole shayle, whether he can go by himself or needs a mishan sakain to. In other words, if he needs a king, he still is sick. But even below Mishem, as long as you see, obviously, it's due to his illness, in love, but it has nothing to do with his illness. It's in a get. In other words, he was already recovered well. In that case, he didn't die from Mechoy Lezeh. He died from another year. What is the deal in Mitik Mechoy Lezeh? And when you see the sickness brought about another, and he finally died from another sickness. He said, nevertheless, as long as he never recovered from the original sickness, which was the cause of the others.
It has to be the cause. What does the word nitik mean?
Nitik means it was removed.
Like a nitik was attached to.
Removed from. Remove that. Then I take this to tear apart.
Essay fixes the law.
Like a lava nitic class, it means the essay
is a causal relationship.
It was removed from love and it became an essay. The essay.
But this means it went from one chayle to another chayle. But it doesn't actually mean that one was caused by the other. It means it just didn't get up in the middle.
That means because he was shvach,
he never ever got up. He never got up from this chodi.
Right, he
was better from this chodi, but he never got up.
Something else kept him. Another sickness took place.
But this chodi, he recovered from. The other one kept him down. Nevertheless, he never ever got up from the first one.
He died from another chodi, but it was a series of one sickness after another. In that case, the layomer b'shu.
The question he's asking is, is it mean that one causes the other, or that since he's still under the influence of the one, that even though he dies from the other one, it's because he's general shrachtheit in the first one?
Exactly, because he's weak enough, he couldn't withstand the other sickness.
So you want to say that the first one is still there, and the second one may be killing him, but it's because he didn't have the strength. The first one causes shrachtheit.
So Rabban said, he didn't recover from the first one.
But no,
so long as he never ever got up after this first sickness, let him be completely cured from the first one. But if something else, let's say you have it sometimes, you get something else.
Someone has a kidney problem,
and he gets pneumonia. And then the kidney problem clears up, but he's still got the pneumonia. He never got up after the kidney.
The pneumonia kills him.
That's the latest thing.
But it kills him because the why didn't he fight the pneumonia?
His body couldn't fight the pneumonia.
Because he was sick from another sickness.
Do we have to say that?
The medication, you're going to die.
These showers, the doctors would never be able to pass through the showers today. Because they know so much, they never know really
what they're doing. So let's just finish. We didn't finish here. We need to make it to the end.
It's not a get.
It's not a get.
It's a get because he didn't get well. He said, "Lo yamis
mechayin zeh." What is it? Ain't it tzarich oimer?
You don't even have to. The doctor should estimate.
Oh, you don't need estimation.
Whether the first sickness is still there. As long as it never got well, it just got from one sickness to another. Mother, you don't have. A chumash. You don't have. Aiden. Yeah, I need that. We know halacha mosh mesina. But the chumash and a man and a woman live as husband and wife. Then when they separate, you gotta have a get.
This is based upon the where in the chumash
and the pasha of Dalit.
So Henkin said, based on that, as soon as they live together, they need a get.
If they live, they all know as husband and wife. If she was called Mrs. So-and-so, that's it.
And what if she wasn't called Mrs. So-and-so, they were just living together and then going to college?
Yeah. Well, I don't think you went that far.
I don't think.
But of course, Moshe didn't agree with him.
I think this is a case of a couple that was living together when they were going to college.
And then his children were also didn't agree with him. So, you have pro and con, mostly it's against the...
I heard something that Shiloh's, the woman needs to get begins if they were living together for 30 days.
For example, we use vegetables in cans. They are cooked already.
Yeah.
From grocery companies.
Those are mostly you can eat them raw, most of those vegetables.
I wonder.
Beans you can eat raw.
Peas you can eat raw.
Corn you can eat when it's fresh, off the cob.
But that I don't know. I personally thought, for example, they said that Moshe himself, he didn't want to eat lax because it's me'ushan. It's smoked fish.
Yeah.
So the smoke, he considered it also like bishul.
But steaming.
But he didn't say it's also.
Yeah, but he.
For himself, he didn't eat.
Uh-huh.
So why is it not also? So the answer is because. I don't know whether that is really the answer, but when I suggested that answer, someone told me that Moshe also agrees with me. Moshe also says that. What is my tiny is, why is paspalta muta? Because of paspalta and the no chashash of chitum. It's on a business sake. It's not on a personal. You see,
you don't have. Go find the goy to marry his daughter.
Yeah, I mean, pasakim, you go into a goy to home and you eat his bread. And there's a chash chitum, you know. But Palta,
Similarly, if you lots or anything which is on a business, you know, on a large business proposition, yeah, then there's no chitur.
So what does the Rav say on the Dunkin' Donuts where the guy is there, it's in his store,
it's in his store.
It's a franchise, it's not a big place. Yeah, you go in there and make it on the premises.
In other words, what he does, for example, if it's a Goyshe company,
yeah,
what he does, he checks the ingredients.
Nothing
and
more.
As long as the ingredients are kosher, so the fact of Bishalakam, that doesn't bother him because it's on a large business scale.
But this isn't a large business. It's a business.
Small,
but it's not.
It's a business.
But it's not something where you can't go and find the guy. He's right there behind the counter.
It doesn't matter whether he's there or not. As long as it's on a business scale, it's not a private. It's not a private home. I say you go into a home.
But I thought the only thing they mustered on a business scale was paspalta.
Paspalta because
but everything else, because the business, but only
pass. Didn't have.
But not the other,
because
you need
have.
It.
But nothing else was on a business.
You don't need.
Nothing was done
was
in a business except pass.
I thought the reason for that was because pass is the one thing you need, the fakirs. The other things you don't need.
In those days they didn't have except pass. That was on a business, paspalta, bakery. But otherwise, all other items.
Is the halacha of cake?
I don't think for sure pass. I don't think you have a halacha of pass because it may be yes, but anyway, you make mezainis over it.
I know, but maybe I just want to know where it's pass part of. Does that include mezainis with fruit juices too? I just want to know.
So that's what I claim that. Fruit juices and beans and whatever, or lax, whatever is done. On a business scale, the halacha of Bishalakim doesn't apply.
So does the Rav say there's nothing wrong with a thing like this?
Nothing wrong. I thought it was a kosher place. I mean, it was a Jewish place.
They have Jewish places. They have Jewish
own
places that open on Shabbos.
Not just
they, everybody has it. But this one's a good. OU really doesn't have it because of a business problem of power. Do they have to take off collar on donuts? You take off collar on donuts? You don't have to.
If it's a bishul, then you don't need collar. And if it's a bishul, then
you have no problem with bishul lakum.
It's probably going to
something. Well, it's a pila, so right? They'll call it bishul.
They have one already. It's closed on Shabbos. They got into trouble because the franchise in Dunkin' Donuts is 7 days a week, 24 hours. And they had the franchise and they were closing on Shabbos. So Dunkin' Donuts was very upset at them. There was a whole court case or something like that.
They had one in Miami.
Yeah.
North Miami Beach had a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, and it was
open on Shabbos. They had a whole business.
Is it a Jewish or
a guy? He had a shukfus with a guy.
They make a business. Shemra is a sick person. A person on his deathbed. This is not like a Shani Loshna. Anyway, it doesn't mean that he is already doomed to die, because we have the Shaya here, he gets well. First, let's see. Shchiv Merah Shenosin Get. The Yoman, he said to his wife, Mehayeh Memat. Stam. He didn't say Matim, Stam.
He said Loshin Get, you know.
But he said
Imati.
That's all he said.
That's what he said. If he dies, then she'll be divorced as of now.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, I suppose he gets well.
And
then later he takes sicko, he leaves with an accident, and he dies.
That day, a week later.
Yeah. He said, Imati, didn't say when is Mati.
And he didn't say from the sickness. He didn't say from the sickness.
Or and he didn't say Mechel is there.
From today, if I die, doesn't matter how.
If I die, this shall be a gift. So, stamp, that's but, it didn't say Mechel is there.
Yeah.
The Hebrew, and then he got well. But yet, since he got well, his bottle gita. The lawyer, Marina, let me say, if a week later he dies, shall I say that if my came true, therefore the get should be valid? No. We don't say, Kodim Shayom is Toma. Hello? Emati Mechel is Ekoma. We have to learn Pshat. When he said Emati, he meant Emati Mechel is Ekoma. He was well, he wasn't sick. And he gave it a get, and he said, Mahayim Emati. So then, of course, he meant, if I die, while you're alive, you'll be divorced. Mahayim. Provided they didn't, but they weren't alone. Otherwise, it's a get Yoshana, but if they weren't alone, and he died afterwards, whenever he dies, she is divorced. She is divorced.
So she's stuck.
Huh?
She's stuck now.
Because
she doesn't know if she's divorced or not until he dies. Maybe.
No question that before he dies, she's not allowed to marry. Of course, no question. That he stipulated in Mati. So if he is sick, Ashkev Mara is in bed, bedridden, then he meant Mechol is there, even if he didn't say it. But if he's he walks around, and he said Emati, then naturally, whenever he dies, it will be retroactively valid.
What about a different situation, where he said, Mehayom Emati, and somebody said to him something, or exactly that well, but as soon as he gets well, his bottle gito started getting better. So somebody said to him, you know, the halacha is if he's free, so it's bottle. So he said, I don't care, whatever it is. He said, I want the thing to remain the way it is. Then Russian and the point is like this. This halacha says that if nothing happens, then the get is bottle. But I want to know what would
happen if he gets well.
But if he doesn't do any other pa'ula and he gets well, then the get is bottle. And bottle means that he can't use this get again?
Can't use it again because it's conditioned and the condition.
But usually
we said
the condition is good, the get itself is good though.
The get is bottle. And in other words, should he get sick again? Should he get sick again, he can't use this get.
All right. So now the question is, while he's getting well, before he's whatever lesson of Hivri, looked a little bit better today, but he's not out of the woods.
Yeah.
Somebody tells him this halacha. He says, "No, afal picha." I wanted to go. He doesn't say Hareza Gita. He doesn't go through the whole lesson. He just says, "No, I want it to be a get, no matter when I would die. I want it to be a get anyway, something like that."
Anyway, we have to understand what he meant. What did he mean?
So the point is, must he spell out all the words again? Must he say, well, if I die, then this and this, and then I'll
have to make a difference there again. Well, you see, when he says here, Mati, it didn't say just like that, Mahayim and Mati. But he had to say, remember we said last week, there are three that are capable. He has to say
capable.
Yes, and he has to say, I created the mindset. Ten created the lab. There are various stuff. The Machab is only said in Mark. I'm a cancer, that's all.
But he said all those words.
He said all those words.
And now later on.
Later. What did he say?
He said no proper words. He said all the things right.
Yeah, you know. The way we said last week. You remember
that? If I don't die.
First he starts to mention the Hazen for a new sir. He says, I'm Lord Mark.
Right.
Since it has to be. Yeah, and then he has to say, Hen, and then again, Lab. So it should be Hen, Kodim, Lab. And my Kodim, Lab. Yeah, they are various.
But I'm saying now, let's say he went through that, and he was starting to feel better.
And then he is
now
back
to the now he wants this get to be good, because he said, why should we
say
that?
Okay, he can be vapid.
What does he have to do
he
now?
He can be vapid at night.
He has to be vapid at night.
Yeah, that we had already.
And then he has to make a new tonight then. Because he has to
be vapid
at
night.
He wants people when he dies. If he dies. Don't still want people when he dies.
If he wants it only and dies, then he's not changing. Then he doesn't change.
No,
it.
Because he's not dying from that choili. He wants it to die.
Oh, that's in general.
So how can he add on a few words?
So he has to re-up because the din is before this night goes through. Before that, he has a right to be in the battle and get as a right in the battle at night.
Right.
He has a still a right. So
he has to be in the battle tonight and then make a new one.
And make a new tonight.
That's what he has to do. But it's not enough just to say that's not what I meant. I really wanted the world because this lashon is only mashma this way.
Now we have the practical part, Eitz HaTorah, which we referred to it last week. Eitz HaTorah al pi gederach ha'olam lochesh l'ramoy.
Get shivma.
The who bichlal? Let's say the man.
Rabbi has a word odd there.
Huh?
Rabbi has a word odd.
The matam yashav viad yom
no, but there was at the shvur shkibira. What does Rabbi have?
The get shkibma shayyema. What is the etzer tovi? He should say, and not say emati stam b'chaylezeh. Emati miyachshav viad yom ploine. He shall give a certain a year a time limit. The who bichlal that day bichlal, then yehiget. V'lo yom emonos mochay lezeh. Sheyeh atnai tolo bechole. Shemi yov adam shein ahogim. Yishtadei lemarayfe sheyeh meshalom emes meis ochole. El mochay lacher. Shemi atakeinam. V'yetzelas halaget. That's how. Yeah. Unfortunately,
this happens all the time. Have you examined the court of death?
The Eitz HaTorah, the Machaber said, he shouldn't mention the Chayil then, but as man. He should give himself as man. The Ramah already brings the Takonis of Yudim of Paris that we mentioned last week. No Knai at all. But let's see.
We had a different thing. We had where he gave a specific time.
Yeah.
How did that go again? And he was ill. How'd that happen? Where did we learn that? But when he was, it was a time.
He said that.
And we're supposed to be that well before that time. Where was it happening? We had a similar case.
We had a case in Ovid the Adyam plane, and he died in the middle.
Yeah.
Adyam Beis Chodesh. He said, you know Adyam Beis Chodesh.
Yeah.
And Meiz Betech Yad Beis Chodesh.
Yeah.
So we said, but he said Miachshav. He said Miachshav.
Yeah.
Because if he said in, then by the time it has to be Chal, he's dead. Yeah. So it can be Chal. It's cancer. But if he says Miachshav, Im Lo Yovah Adyam Beis Chodesh, and he died before, or half a year later he died. So the Shaila in the Gemara was asked whether as soon as he died he can't come back. So therefore she's immediately divorced, doesn't have to wait. Since the Tnai has to be Mekuyim Bepoya, meaning the Yibbeis Chodesh have to pass, and by that time if it doesn't show up, then which naturally he won't, then and only then then she's allowed to get married, but not before.
But he's dead anyway.
He's dead anyway.
But that's chalitza.
But the shayach, have the shayach
from chalitza.
Chalitza, all right.
So she can avoid
the chalitza. That's
it. Shayach, that she
that's
could be shayach. At this particular time he died, if she's mechuyevet from chalitza.
Yeah, if
and
she's
then later on, she's parted from chalitza.
Later on, she's parted from chalitza. That's exactly it. That's the shayach. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She suffered mechuyevet.
No, she's mamish.
No, that, but her shayach is there. We are machme. If she wants to get married before the year is up, then she would not need chalitza. Get chalitza. But you know, brother, she doesn't like to marry. So what can you...
She has to get the money to not fight anybody.
She's even better off.
Yeah, or unless it's a claim.
But yeah, even if he's a claim, she's better off as an amana.
As an amana, right.
Better off. So that's the halacha. The halacha is, if she would need chalitza, if she wants to marry before the year is up. But if she wants to...
If she put it to Kohen now?
She's not.
There's no brothers.
If there's no brothers, then forget about it.
She's not Mugarishim. She's an Amona.
She'll be after the year.
So she, now she can marry a Kohen.
And then she'll be over in the
Veil. If she marries now the Kohen...
Then there's a Shalach afterwards.
It's like Hashem. The Kohen is it'll be Hashem.
She has to divorce him before
the year. Because there's Hashem relationship.
A quick relationship.
The mother didn't answer. That's the question. Mechumre, they say they should wait. But not really.
Don't help him.
Yeah. Wait. No. Sorry. In other words,
so would you say Taitza?
We would say that she should not marry a Cohen.
But if she did?
If she did marry a Cohen and retroactively it's a get, so she's a Magarea Grusha.
So can't we do something in Makhiya that Kedusha?
The Kedusha must come after that. What kind of doctor is this here? He's a Jew? He's a Goy?
You can always...
Yeah, because you're what? Why would you?
What do you think, Mishnah or Teva?
Why do you think there have been a time and the smack, and they say Mrs. Goy? Sam Yakutsi.
Yeah.
He was a Talmud of that very time. The best of the Talmudim, a very outstanding Talmud. So he and the Talmud and many other Rabbon and other Balatesis made a gezera, a chera. Anyone who dares cast aspersions upon the validity of a get after it's already recognized.
Yeah.
That's what we do. I don't know if I do it all the time, but towards the end, I always rush. But I usually do it. At the end, when I tell her, now you're divorced, I tell everybody else, no one is allowed to cast this purchase upon the validity. Because it's a chere of any time.
Yeah.
Why do you think you have to make that chere?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
No, but it could have been like...
There's always, you know, in a family, and there's always in a small community, they wanted to stick somebody so they would spread the rumors and this and that. And that's why they also made karomas not to read someone else's mail, you know. I've been done good back to Ben Gurion or Adola as one of his charams, famous charams. So let's see what Adamo says. Agob, Yeshem, Mdein, on the Bikim, Bizman Azet. We are not bucky, but a person really dies from a choylet or from another choylet. Usually, when a person is sick,
what if you say before, so you don't.
He doesn't say Mechel is there, there's no problem. The problem is, he says Mechel is there. Then he says Mechel is there. Yeah, there's no Umen. That's what I'm saying. The thing is, the Gemara says, when a person, let's say, is sick, and then he's not, it doesn't get well enough to walk on the street, even on the shelter. But what happens? He has another malady. One malady after another. It's a Shepherd's, you know, when one's a person
is sick.
And ultimately he dies from another thing. Is that considered for Chalizeh or not? So the answer is yes. The answer is yes, because one chayla brought on the other, and
we don't, and we don't need to be...
Yeah, said that. But we are not booking. See, the idea is
when he
that
got
what
there,
I did, that the Arifin would say, he didn't die, that malady already...
Cleared up completely.
Completely, well, completely, almost completely. It's a totally different case than that case, of course. If he said mechayla there, she would, the get would not be valid. So, we are not booking the lechein elisimo b'zman hazem whom the
nesir. So is this talking about where he got up and went in the shuk at all?
Even if he didn't, yeah. Well, no, if he did, let's say the Hebrew. If he said the Hebrew, then the get is booking. And if it's not Hebrew, the get is not booking. But if the Rechim, that's what Machaba says. Machaba says that Ramoyim, you know, they'll always try to interpret that wasn't the Chayda there, that Chayda was not, disappeared, it was totally different Machle.
But it must be, to differentiate between this and Zion, it must be that he got better or...
Yeah,
if suffocated, and if suffocated, he was better to...
Well, if the Reifer maintains it was a mistake. That chayla was not fatal. It wasn't fatal. It was a totally different matter that he died from. So in that case, they're trying to cancel the gap.
So Zion wouldn't help us out there, that we don't.
But Zion, okay, Zion. The cholonish and the mosman cholonish meseres again. Yeah, well, that what I said in Zion is. Sometimes one sickness causes the other. That's the umdemus.
But what is the difference between that and our case?
In our case, the claim it has nothing to do. It's not that the one brought the other chayla. It's a totally different thing. You die from a different thing.
We get with our good
health. Yeah. So.
But there it says you don't have to even check out the one thing.
A lot of tshuvas. There were so many. Cases and that. The Yeshem de la Chathile, Ainle Garish Aladei Tnai, that's the Rime Paris. He made a takone that no get al Tnai. Raki Garish Stam, Ura Kabel Becherem Hakiles, Oilit Mashkonis, Shek Sheyamot, Yazer of Yisu. When it gets well, Yazer of Yisu Zeze. In other words, the get is irrevocable. No. But how sure can one be that, let's say the patient, he has, he thinks if you'll get well, she won't want to marry him, which apparently happens a lot of times. I'm going to tell you the story. So, as a result of whatever they do, so the Rima Paris said, let them deposit a lot of amashma, that in case if he gets well and she refuses to go back to him because of his stomach again without any conditions of that, in that case she loses the mask. It's same with him. He lost the mask in case he refuses to marry her. All right. Or a chere.
Isn't
this an anachasone of creases? No, this is not a chasone, but this is
this has to do with the next kedusha.
Has to do with the next kedusha. Has nothing to do with the gerushin. The gerushin here is
plenty to do with it.
No, it's hinging on a kedusha.
The
get is our kedusha. Now the shail is this. Suppose.
But what about if it's unrealistic amount. Let's say a woman is a regular woman, doesn't have any big money.
Yeah.
She signed the paper that she'll lose $2 million. And
it's Mashkin. Who would that?
Mashkin. Goes to one of these places where they take up bales or whatever it is. And say, you let the money and put up $2 million. So, I mean,
That is for remarrying. That's not for marriage. The divorce is out of irrevocable. The shailah is supposed he gets well and she forfeits her mashkin. Or she is ready to be a cherem and this and that.
If he's giving this get in a way in which, isn't this the shailah in a sense where the woman wanted to head to Meir Rabbanim? The man wanted to head to Meir Rabbanim because he didn't want to pay the wife the money. And or else, if you can't give the head to Meir Rabbanim that way, you've got to give the get. But in a sense, what's happening here is it breaking a condition. She's got to lose all the money. She's Mekoreshes, but only in order to remarry him again.
Not only. He wants to be assured that when he gets well, she will not turn her back to him anymore. Because she's gonna divorcing her totally.
In a sense, he's the only Megarish unless if he stays ill. So it's not really,
why does he give it again? She shouldn't be bound by Khalid, by the Yom. That's